Sam Parsons with No Coast Network News here. Today we are chatting with incoming Oskaloosa High School Activities Director Jamie Jacobs. Jamie will be leading the OSCE Activities Department starting in July, but we are chatting with her here a few months out to get to know her and what she's bringing to the table. Jamie, first of all, thanks for joining me here for a few minutes.
Yeah, thank you very much, Sam, for that very warm welcome. I'm excited to be joining the team here in Oskaloosa and being all in for the students, staff, and community.
Absolutely. We're excited to welcome you here formally to town here in a few months, but let's just start with the basics. Right now, you are the elementary principal at the Olwine Community School District, but you've had a couple of stops before that in various roles. Can you just briefly talk about your history in K through 12 activities and how it has led you to Oskaloosa?
Absolutely. So I started my teaching career at Wapsie Valley Schools, which is a school district comprised of three towns, Reedland, Orrin, and Fairbank, along with the country. And I taught 5th grade through 12th grade band, so had elementary and high school, lots of activities, was it lots of football games, basketball games, doing the pep band stuff. It was awesome. Then I moved to Waterloo Community Schools, where I was the 6th through 8th grade band teacher and assisted the high school director at East High School in Waterloo. My third year in Waterloo, my principal asked me to take over the AD duties because I was also coaching four sports while I was down there teaching band. That included volleyball, track and field, cheerleading, and softball. So I spent 2 years teaching music and being the activities director for my middle school when I decided to take the leap all in to the administrative side and came to Olwine. Spent 2 years as the high school activities director and the assistant principal at the high school. And then we had some shuffling around in the district, so I moved down here to the elementary and saw an opening to get back to the AD world and jumped at the chance. Was really passionate about seeing everything that Oskaloosa has done with their vision culture and just seeing the potential that's there with all the activities across the board. So wanted to throw my hat in the ring for that, and here I am.
Beyond what you said about the vision culture and everything that Oskaloosa has set up already in their activities department, what were some of the things that drew you to Oskaloosa throughout the process of applying for and interviewing for the AD position?
What a great question. I know for me, I'm pretty picky about where I want to be and where I want to be involved in a community. So that's number one for me, is the community, the opportunity I have to be involved and really invest in the community. So when hearing that there was a position open in Oskaloosa, I took time to really dive in, see what amenities the community had, what opportunities there were to be involved. I'm a volunteer firefighter here in town, so I really enjoy the aspect of giving it my all wherever I am. I also serve on a couple different nonprofit boards, so seeing that there was a wealth of opportunity, not only in the school district, but also in the community, and then first and foremost, just seeing some of the stuff that the school district was doing, the direction they're heading with this vision culture was really exciting to me. I'm a very vision-driven person and want to be a part of something great and give students the opportunity to leave their mark and a legacy in a really outstanding way before going on to give back to the world.
Absolutely. One thing that I think will be of interest to a lot of people is that, like you said, you have experience not just in coaching different sports, but you've also taught band at previous stops. And we know that leading the activities department is about more than just sports. You're overseeing things like band, color guard, FFA, drama, debate, student council, and things like that. We can talk sports in a minute, but for now, can you describe the level of importance that you put on those non-sporting activities and making them the best that they can be for students?
Absolutely. Well, in their essence, they truly are co-curricular, right? You're doing some of these activities during the school day, like band or choir or orchestra, and then you have the outside of school responsibilities. I think back for me in my high school experience, it made me the person who I was. I was involved from everything from band, choir, speech, FCCLA. I was on NHS. I did four different sports, drama, all the things. It made me into a better person just from the life skills, you know, the soft skills, the employability skills, whatever you want to call them. It really developed those in me and gave me a love for the fine arts, and that's something you can carry with you regardless of where you are. You know, I still play my saxophone. I'll play national anthem every now and then here at sporting events. I'm a part of a fine arts club here in town. I love being immersed in the arts because those are lifelong loves that we can develop in our students.
Let's talk about the sports side of things now. What are some of the things that stand out to you about the state of Oskaloosa High School athletics as you're stepping in as AD here in a few months?
I think the biggest thing for me was getting to be down there and interviewing with so many of the coaches on staff, hearing their passion, hearing their excitement, hearing the, we can take this to the next level with a few little tweaks, and just hearing that excitement is what makes me want to be a part of that. They're the ones who really do the heavy lifting, and they just need a little guidance and somebody to help them break down any barriers that stand in our way.
What are some of the things that you have planned for your first year as activities director at OHS? Are there any changes or policies or anything like that that you feel any urgency to implement right away? Or is this something that you see as more of a gradual process of learning the ins and outs of OSCE activities before making any of those changes?
Yeah, I think the latter, right? For me, I'm a relationships person through and through. I want to get to know the people. I want to get to know the systems, because why would we fix something if it's not broke? I'm really big into asking three questions of people. What should we keep doing? What should we stop doing? And what should we start doing? So just really building those relationships with staff and students on how we are doing currently and where we want to go. It's something we'll build together. A wise man once told me, if you want to go fast, you'll go alone. But if you want to go far, you'll go together.
And lastly, is there anything else that you want Oskaloosa parents or the Oskaloosa community at large to know about you before you take over as AD?
Oh, gosh. So many things. You know, just if you see me, don't be afraid to say hi and stop and talk to me. I want to be so visible in the community, in the schools. So extend an olive branch. I'll come talk to you. You come talk to me. Again, I'm all about relationships. So I don't want anybody to be a stranger.
This was Miss Jamie Jacobs, who is the future incoming Oskaloosa High School Activities Director. We'll be taking over starting in July. Jamie, thank you very much for your time. Looking forward to working with you and welcoming you to the OSCE community and here in a few months. Thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks so much.